Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and Macy's has the gift guide for you. My mom is definitely a fashionista, but she also loves cooking. I love getting her something that brings in both elements, something really girly, and then I always add to her cooking sets. And Macy's just has everything in all the top gifts, from Dolce & Gabbana perfume to handbags and gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. You can shop by price from $25 and under to $100 and under. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder for your Mother's Day gift. Remember, it's just around the corner.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my gigabyte gigglers. Before TikTok gets banned.
Wait, how crazy? Okay, I started laughing so fucking hard because Greg turned on the news and that like whole TikTok thing was happening. And I thought like, if there was any time that I thought we were in a simulation, it was in that moment. I was like, this is crazy. Like the people asking that guy questions, that guy was like too smart to be there. He was like, well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. And
he was in like an old person's home.
And they're like, yes or no, yes or no. And he's like, oh no. I loved it though.
This is my thing. If China did not want my data, I'd be offended.
No, I'm
like, I want to be chosen.
I'm literally offended.
Choose
like,
me.
That's why, like, when I was getting scammed, I was like, you know, who wouldn't want to?
That's like when you didn't get kidnapped in Mexico. You were like, why not me? My thing is also, like, let's be honest, the data they're taking, it's like to send us shit that we should buy. And that makes my life easier. I don't want to research. I want them to know, like, my phone knows me better than my husband, and that makes me feel less alone.
My thing was like, what are you guys scared of them having? Like, what are they looking at?
My cat videos?
I'm like, oh my God, my data. And I'm like,
also, if there's something bad, I hope they see it. I hope someone's like, hey, there's a fucking weirdo in Missouri. Let's alert that.
Right. You know when people are like on TV and someone will see them and they'll be like, I'm a nurse and I think you might suffer from like blah, 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 because I noticed like you did this or something. Like, I want China to do that for me. Like, hey, we noticed that you know.
Honestly, the more the merrier. Like, the U.S. government's listening to Giggly Squad right now. Throw in China. I hope some aliens find out and we all can just giggle together and have a good time. Maybe we should just stop war. Maybe war is the problem.
If they want people to steal data, they should give that job solely to like ex-boyfriends. Like, if your ex texted you and was like, I need your data, you'd be like, fine.
Look at us trying to solve these deep political discussions.
It's just like, don't take away TikTok. We'll literally have nothing to do. Like, what would we do?
I mean, you know what's scary? When people are bored. That's when bad things happen. When I'm stuck with my own thoughts.
That's when I would be nervous for the country. We're not harming anyone. We're literally laying in our beds by ourselves for 3 hours watching TikTok. Like, let us live.
Doom scrolling. Let my brain rot. It's so funny, too. Like, I finally started to get momentum in my career, and they're going to take it away from me.
TikTok's Hannah Brenner. Okay.
Life is about adversity. What's going on?
I just feel like so much happened in, like, front page news this week in terms of couples.
It did. But even bigger news, are your nails green?
Okay, I was gonna bring it up in the beginning of the pod, but I forgot. So I woke up this morning and
you're sounding super defensive
and got my nails and toes done, and I was standing there and I was like, I'm so sick of pink. Like, I've gotten pink like the past three times I've been there. And so I was looking at green and I was like, how funny would it be if I got green? And like, I just like was influenced by Hannah, and the one green that I wanted, it looked too pukey. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna, so this is like, yeah, a Tiffany like bluish, but I knew you were gonna so call me good. out, but you inspired me because I was like, I can't do pink again.
Okay, China, if you're listening, Paige was inspired. This is the thing about me and Paige. We both have like very different styles, but I think on the low, we both like, we take what we like from each other.
Like, I've been very impressed with your nail game for like the past year and a half. And so like, I do always think, look and see like, oh, what color nails does Hannah have?
But this is the thing. The color might be good, but I can never change that my nubs are so fucking sausagey. I always say I have my mom's nails but my dad's hands, and you know what, people can't be perfect.
But I feel cooler with green,
right? No, like your nail color sets the tone, but that's why there's so much pressure, because if it's bad, then I'm like, okay, now I have to walk around like a loser.
Right, like I feel very different when I have red nails. Like, she's a different person. Green, I'm like, yes. Oh my god, I'm so creative, I'm so artsy. Red, I'm like, okay, oh my god, I'm the hottest.
So like, Girl Boss Town on TikTok came up with like the red nail theory, which was that because our moms and our grandmas wore red nail polish growing up, guys with their Oedipus complex will see you and want to fuck you, which like obsessed with, love into it. But green, I have a green nail theory, which is like, we're decentering men from our life. We hope they think it looks like puke and they leave us alone, because green actually means growth and money and manifestation and creativity and newness. And when my nails were green, oh my God.
Unbeatable.
It was wild.
Wait, okay,
that's
our official thing. We're green nail girlies.
We're green nail girlies. And there's so many different shades based on your mood. I loved like the dark green that I got. I felt like it was kind of badass at first. You're like, what color is that? And it would sneak up on you. But then yours is giving like almost matcha sage, no, like you're gonna burn your house down with sage vibes. Like, that's cool.
It reminded me of Easter, but okay, I will burn a house down.
Okay, let's get into front page news, because it's like crazy town. No,
what should we do first? Should we do Harry and Emrata, or should we do Selena and Hailey?
Let's do Harry and Emrata. Where were you?
Okay, here's the thing. You know how we're always like, we love a PR stunt. Like, we're here for it. We don't care about it. We're like, it's fun. Give us something to enjoy. Yeah. I feel like this was not a PR stunt whatsoever.
Because it was like I saw the tongue go in the mouth. It was like watching your friend actually make out with someone where you're like, oh.
Okay, I got the ick.
Other people loved it.
No,
I know.
I didn't get the ick, but I'm not a Harry Styles girl. And there are a lot. Like, I think he's very talented.
True, I'm a Jason Sudeikis girl. Yes. I'm a Jason girl.
Yes, me too. Like, I think Harry is so fucking cool. I think he is so good at music. I think he's probably so nice. I think he has such cool style. He's a performer. He's a star. He's got the sauce. Like, I love him for what he is. I don't want to date him. I don't want to date him. I don't even really care to have sex with him. I think he's hot, but like, I'm fine with it.
I would make out with him.
I would for sure.
I just got a feeling, and I have to be honest with the gigglers. I got a feeling of jealousy. I'm going to say it. I got a feeling of jealousy because I miss the makeout stage.
Yeah.
Do you know when, like, he hasn't even seen your pussy lips yet, and all you're doing is kissing, and you're just like, there's all this, like, what if? What's it gonna be? Like, that's hot. Like, I'm never gonna have that again unless I divorce my man.
Can I tell you something? I don't really do that phase, that stage.
Because you're a slut.
No, it's not really, it's not that.
This is like when you first get home before you've hooked up for the first time, and you're like in the kitchen or you're like on the couch and you're kissing. Like, that's what, and you're like, you're about to rip each other's clothes off, but you don't know what it is. This has become an erotica novel, guys.
I feel like I don't do that.
What do you do?
I'm trying to think. Like,
give a hand job? What do you do?
I don't know. But I'm not like, even in my relationship now, like, Craig's always like, you never kiss. Like, I'm never going to go up to you for a kiss. Like, I'm not a kisser.
You just do anal.
No, I'm trying to think, like, okay, how have I literally ever had sex with a man before? But, like, I know what you're saying, but
you're
just
literally
can't
the Diplo of women. It doesn't last too long, but you know, like, when yes. you're making out and you get a little tingle
in
and
your
you're
stomach,
like, ooh,
yeah.
I think this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people don't make out for like crazy amounts of time, but I just thought like that was that early on make out where like you could tell they were like so excited. Like, what's it going
right.
to be? Like, they're going to have sex and it's probably going to be like fine, and then they're going to move on with their lives. But this is that like exciting time when like, your imagination is going wild and the possibilities are endless. But fucking Harry Styles, I feel like in your head is going to be like this crazy experience, but like at the end of the day,
it's
he's just a
dude.
Same with Emrata.
Yeah,
she has large lips and large tits, but like they're normal people trying to have fun. I'm happy for her though, in terms of like getting out of a bad relationship and now making out with like all your celebrity crushes. I love that, and I hope her ex was jealous of these men.
I love that she's just like all around town doing her damn thing, because I love seeing like who she randomly gets matched with and like who she picks.
I like that she's out Pete Davidsoning Pete yes. Davidson to be like, what you're doing is actually not that hard.
I think she's our Pete Davidson.
She's I'm Emrata's future ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Here's the crazy component to it though. So there are like a lot of people reporting that Harry, Olivia, and Emrata had a threesome prior. Then I was seeing people say, like, no, that's not true at all, that Olivia and Emrata were friends or are friends, and that after they broke up, like, that's when Emily started hanging out with Harry, but then Harry and Olivia started talking again, so Olivia feels, like, a little bit betrayed. This is all alleged.
I feel like Olivia is in the drama always, and I don't...
Yeah, like, how? Also, she's in court with Jason right now, and Jason wanted the, like, alimony and all of that stuff to be moved to New York, not in California, because I guess if it's in California, he's going to have to pay her more, and it just got denied that it can't get moved to New York, and now it's in California. I'm Team God. Jason. I'm a Jason Sudeikis girl.
I'm Team
yeah,
Jason.
I agree.
I mean, more money, more problems. Yeah. And we rarely take the man's side.
Rarely. We rarely do. And I'm not even taking his side.
We're taking his over Harry's.
Yeah, I just like him better. Whatever.
This is my thing. If you're going to make out in the car.
Right. Right. Like, everyone knows how to be sneaky.
Like, when you're that public, everything is a conscious decision.
So that,
every
right,
time you
I agree.
Step out of a private place, you are on, you're in awareness. And I think, like, they were just, like, I think it's almost like they get turned on by it. Like, let's make out in front of all these cameras. It's like reality TV.
I would totally get that. Like, hey, let's just, like, go be pictured, like, making out. Like, I think that's funny. Like, whatever. Do your thing. But if it's true that she is friends with Olivia, kind of like a fuck you to be like, well, now there's paparazzi pictures of us making out.
But this is the thing with this industry. What is friends?
So true. Like, they might literally not even know each other.
They see each other at events. They have each other's number.
They were at his concert together.
Oh.
So they're definitely like hang out by yourself status.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know how close, but it's also like at that like level of fame and like whatever, you're not just going and like randomly hanging out with like some actress at a Harry Styles concert. Like that. True. Someone's texting someone and inviting them. That's not like
it's a weird situation too, because it's not like, why'd you have to make out with Brad in accounting? You know I like Brad in accounting. Like, this is Harry Styles. Like, everyone likes Harry Styles. You're like, really, Paige? You go for the one bartender that I had a crush on.
It's so true. It's so true. But here's the thing. Everybody's in their own bubble. Like, okay, the Vanderpump thing just happened. That's like a reality. They're in like a reality TV bubble. These people are in like a different category of bubble. Like, they don't even get to meet. Unless you're like Zac Efron, who like randomly dated that waitress one time. Like, they don't get to meet Brad from accounting, you know?
Brad from accounting is probably like mysterious to them. But this is the thing. You know what bubble I want to know about? Mm-hmm. The Justin Bieber, Kardashian, Hadid bubble. Yeah. Because there's all these rumors going around and I'm spreading them. I apologize.
I was on TikTok the other night and I saw someone duet your video when the girl was talking about Hailey Bieber. And it had nothing about you. Like, the girl who duetted it didn't like say anything about you. She just used like your video as like her jumping off point. But I haven't laughed so hard. Just like seeing your video and then it cutting to like the whole thing. I'm like, this is amazing that her video is the start of it.
Which video was it?
The one when the girl was like talking about science, or not Scientology, the church. What is the church that they're in again?
Oh yeah, that's the one that I deleted because Haley DM'd me.
Yes. The one that started it all.
It was still making the rounds. I had like a time where I was pizza bagel girl online. Briefly, because I posted this video that was like, I'm half Jewish, half Italian, so some people call me a pizza bagel and other people call me annoying.
Yeah.
But then people kept cropping it and being like, I'm half this and half that, and people call me this.
Yeah.
And that went on for like a very long time.
Yes, I remember that one.
I'm actually totally cool with being pizza bagel girl. But anyway, this conspiracy's online that like Kendall's been with Justin. Yeah. Khloe Kardashian. Do you remember when she hung out with Justin briefly? Khloe Kardashian.
You mean Courtney? Courtney.
Sorry, Courtney.
Yeah, that was a weird. That was a lawless time in pop culture.
Lawless. We just allowed that. He was a baby. I don't have a sister, but I'm not fucking the same dude my sister's fucking. Like, that seems like polygamy.
Did you see the conspiracy theory that Kris Jenner paid Selena Gomez's makeup artist to ruin her makeup at the Met Gala? It's a conspiracy theory I don't believe, but it's one I love. Like, I love it.
When she was, like, really tan?
Yes. Paid her $800,000. I don't think that's true. I don't. But, like, it's just.
I would do so much more for so much less. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
800 grand.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm burning her house down.
800 grand. I'll cut her ear off.
Yeah.
But then there's even further conspiracy theories about like Kendall and Bella. You know how they used to hang out all the time?
That they used to date. Right? Isn't it that they used to date?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But then there were rumors after Vanity Fair or something that Kendall and Gigi were making out. That, like, I don't care, like, gay or straight. That's your sister. No.
Hannah, you never know.
No, but I'm saying, like, if Kendall was dating Bella, you can't make out with Gigi. That's so weird.
Right. Then you can't then go make out with Gigi. Something definitely big happened that they all don't even hang out anymore. It's so interesting because they were all like joined at the hip. Like, they were always out together. Now Bella's never out with them ever.
Yeah, I mean, I know she has a boyfriend, but still, like,
there's also rumors that they might have broken up. So maybe she's like going through a breakup. Or Bella was in hiding because, like, something happened with her plastic surgery. But there was just a picture of her, so I think she's fine.
Oh, yeah, her plastic surgery started to sag after 2 years and she has to revamp it.
Okay.
Also, people are saying Selena and Zayn are dating.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I didn't like that either.
There's something about it. I was just like, no.
But I kind of feel like if Justin Bieber and The Weeknd had a baby, it would be Zayn. I thought about it.
Oh my God, that's kind of perfect. I don't know who I picture Selena Gomez with, but it's not him. I picture her with someone better than him.
No, I want her with someone like,
I want her with Brad from accounting.
Yeah.
Like, I want her with someone normal who's like but someone who is as elite as her. Like, I want her to marry, like, some billionaire, like, generational wealth. Yeah,
I just want her to be with, like, an older, tired, like, big producer type dude who's just, yeah, like, come chill with Same. Me in my mansion and relax. You've been through a lot.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too.
That's what I want for her. But Zayn, he was coming off all the drama where apparently he had, like, a fist fight with Yolanda Hadid, which, like, what? Or, like, he shot. Like, that all, like, got really heated and then just and went then quiet.
Was quiet. I feel like the Kardashians help the Hadids and help the Biebers in terms of mitigating press.
Wow.
For what they were saying Yolanda and Zayn fought about, like, she was claiming that he hit her. I think maybe, like, shoved her or something. I just feel like that would have
been shoved her into a dresser.
Yeah, I just feel like that would have been a bigger deal. And when all of, like, Yolanda's clips were resurfacing from when she was on Housewives, like, I just feel like everyone kind of, like, glossed over that too. Like, if it was someone else, I feel like that would have been blown up. Like, Yolanda is queen of the Almond Moms. Like, her and Gwyneth probably, like, drink water together, you know, like. So I feel like they help.
The Zayn situation was like, that's bad. Like, that's like,
yeah, like, they have a baby
real
together.
Accusations being thrown around, and then it went quiet, so I can't, like, make an educated opinion on Zayn and Selena, because I was like, I thought we were mad at him, like, mad. Like, if someone touches my mother.
But then people were like, is she just saying that?
True.
Like, you know,
maybe,
like,
she was just hungry.
No, probably.
He was like, I was trying to feed her.
What did you think of Haley posting that thing on Instagram?
Oh, Selena.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I was like, well, A, no shit. Haley's been getting destroyed for, it's been years now.
Mm-hmm. Destroyed.
It seemed like she had a gun to her head. Like, she was like, hey guys, Haley's getting death threats. Please stop.
Right?
Stop bullying her. Like, there was no, like, if she really wanted it to end, she would have said something else. Instead, she just said, like, it kind of came out like, hey, I hate this bitch, but can you please stop attacking her?
Did she even say her name?
She said Haley Bieber.
Oh, okay.
She said, like, full name. Like, it seemed like a PR type thing. If she really wanted it to end, there's so many more quality ways to do it. Like, but the thing is, I don't think she wants it to end, because I think she's like, you deserve it, bitch.
And then Selena posted, like, so many big things coming for the summer. And I was like, I feel like that was her type of revenge. Like, I'm so booked and busy, and I have a career, like, and you're worrying about getting hate on social media.
I do have to say, Selena seems, like, glowing after this hate campaign. Like, she seems, yeah, like, all is right in the world. She's gotten her revenge. It took her a couple years.
I was just going to say, she sat back and she waited for her revenge, and she was like, I will sit here for as long as it takes. And when it happens.
I mean, think about it. If someone is, like, you dislike someone a lot and they've hurt you in whatever ways, and then they reach out to you to be like, please tell everyone to stop hurting me. You're like, okay, I think the battle has been won.
Yeah.
And I will take the, I will be nice.
Right.
So Selena not only looks like really
so
nice.
So nice. But she's also.
But she looks like she took the high road against these girls who had bullied her. So, I mean, Selena is thriving right now. But then there's all these conspiracies about, like, how Justin Bieber was trying to marry Selena and Selena said no. And Justin Bieber's friend, like, during the wedding, posted, like, how are you going to go from someone saying no to you to just the next person to say yes kind of thing, which feeds into the whole conspiracy. But then people are saying that Justin, because he got in trouble in America, was not going to be able to make money in America, mm-hmm, and was going to have to, like, sell his rights, mm-hmm, or I don't know the business behind it.
That the whole reason he married Haley was...
They talk about how he wanted to get married, yep, for, like... And apparently that's, like... stopping soon. Long story short, I think in the next couple of years we'll learn more about the situation.
Right, like, by no means are Selena, Haley, and Justin, like, is this done? Here's the other thing. They dated. They were so young. Like,
they were so young, but, like, you know that first love is so good. That's, like, make out love.
And they were also so famous and so rich. So it's not like they were doing, like, normal 20-year-old things.
They loved drugs. They loved drugs.
And that is just...
I just think Justin's the kind of ex who like doesn't leave you alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
the, if he and Haley ever broke up, you know, he's like, you up.
He sends like a laughing emoji to like your story.
Yes!
And you're like, dude, are you fucking kidding?
Like, I'm like, you have a family.
You have a
literal family. Go call your children. Stop leaving fire emojis on Instagram models' pages. But I do have to say, yeah, Justin Bieber has been through a lot in his career. Just fame is fucked up. There are levels to fame. And once you get to a certain level of fame,
yeah,
it's fucked. And I hope the money's worth it.
Selena level is terrifying.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Hey gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it
absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Selena, yeah.
That's but so scary.
I'm actually on the ground floor right now in Utah where Gwyneth Paltrow is having her ski trial. It's literally like a couple miles away.
Wait. This is breaking news. You're literally a field reporter reporting live. You have a sign.
Like in a blizzard, Gwyneth. I'm like, we got the goods on the Gwyneth Paltrow case.
You have almonds in your pocket in case she walks out.
So I like still, I don't really get technology, but like I was like in bed and Dez like was on YouTube and just started watching the trial. And I was like, wait, this is like Johnny Depp, Amber Heard type shit.
Yeah.
So I watched the trial with Dez.
And what were like some people were saying that it was like so funny at some parts because it was just, she was like, she lost a half a day of skiing.
Okay. So I have to say the headlines are really coming for Gwen, yeah, whatever. And it's not how it looks. Like Gwyneth is being, and I'm not coming being like I'm a huge Gwyneth fan. Like there's a lot of things to not like about her. She's an almond mom. She's a Nepo baby. And she sells her pussy juices and candles for like too much money. But I like her. I like her. Like yeah, she's herself. At least she's owning it. She's not like pretending.
She wants to be an almond mom. Let her be an almond mom. You know, like.
So long story short, she's been skiing her entire life. She's a good skier. She's on a green at Deer Valley Resorts. This guy, they had an accident. And 10 years later, he's coming out being like, this accident has affected me. Like, the daughter said he's angrier now. He said he can't enjoy wine tastings. His memory is worse. And she's like, you were 60, now you're 70. You're an aging man. Also, yeah, maybe you can't taste wine because you had COVID. I don't know. Maybe something happened in the last 10 years that would have affected your smell. So at first, I'm like, this sounds weird to me. But then I am so on Gwyneth's side because I listened to every question in this case. Basically, she goes, not only did I not hit him, he hit me. And the way I know he hit her is because she confirmed that she did curse him out. Like, after the accident, they were like, did you not yell at him and, like, say, like, what the fuck? And she was like, I did, because he hit me. You don't curse out someone if you hit them.
Right. Right.
Like, you'll be like, sorry. Or even if you're mad, you're not going to be like, what the fuck, dude? I know skiing. When someone, like, hits you, you're like, you really feel, like, assaulted. And you're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, and she's also very experienced skier on a green. She's not out of control on a green.
Right.
As a ski, you know, accident prone queen.
An aficionado. As an Olympic skier.
I was very passionate about this. What happened? The reason why she said I lost half a day. It was this lawyer who's so fucking annoying. Who keeps, you could tell she like likes Gwyneth. Like she wants to be friends with Gwyneth.
She's such a fan. She's like, you look so cute today.
She keeps being like, I mean, I know you would have worn something cute on the mountain. But then she says something like so annoying and mean. Because she's like,
what about when she's like, how tall are you? And Gwen is like 5'9". She's like, oh, I mean, I wish.
No, like she keeps doing out, that. Lady. But then saying like horrible mean things to accuse her of stuff. She's like, so you're a liar. But, like, you're so cute on the mountain, but you're a liar. And Gwyneth's like, I'm not lying. She's focusing on the fact that Gwyneth is suing him for a dollar. And she goes, so you're suing him for a dollar, but you're also making him pay your legal fees. So it sounds like it's not a dollar. And she's like, well, I don't want to like lose money on the case, and like I want the lawyers to be paid, but I'm just suing him symbolically for a dollar. And the lady's like, but it's not a dollar if it's the legal fees. And I'm like, why are we fighting about this? The point is, I think he asked for a small amount of money, like 300 grand is small for Gwyneth, because he thought she would just pay it and be like, I don't want to. But she's showing up to court. You know that she has Pilates classes. She's showing up to court saying, I'm not going to let this guy take advantage of me. Okay, I'm very passionate about this.
No, we're Team Gwen here.
Okay. They're trying to say that because she was paying for private lessons, like she was with a ski instructor too, and the ski instructor left her information. They're trying to say that she paid him off because...
The ski instructor?
Say, yeah, that she paid him off to say that like it wasn't her fault in the accident. And they're like, did you tip him? And she's like, I hope I did. And they were like, did you leave him a big tip? And she's like, I hope I left him a big tip. Like, he was great with my kids. And they were trying to be like, so you're paying him and he's leaving the information. And she's like, you have to pay the ski instructor.
It was, wait, this sounds like award-winning television.
It's a, but also the whole time she like, she has like a little smirk, but she's being like, after watching, like Amber Heard was like strange, very strange on trial. This is the most least dramatic like rich people trial I've ever seen. Like, can someone shit on someone's ski boots or something? Like, this is like, nothing happened. The guy clearly like hit her. And she fell on him because they got entangled.
But Hannah, he can't taste wine. Justice for him.
But it's so embarrassing because his daughter spoke out, like, he yells at me now. He's horrible. And it's like, I don't think that's because you collided with Gwyneth Paltrow on a green.
Literally.
Gwyneth Paltrow was like, we were going slow. I know this with skiing because I'm spastic. She basically, I know exactly what happened. She said that his skis kind of got interlocked with her skis. And then they kind of like had a moment and they fell over. Now, the lady was like, what are the chances his skis can get in between the 18 inches of your skis? When you collide with a skier, that's what happens. Your skis get connected. Like, I've done that with Dez like 10 times when he's like, stop, and I can't stop. And then we fall on each other and then we almost get divorced. So anyway, justice for Gwyneth.
Honestly, Gwyneth needed this PR. She's having like a little bit of a moment the past couple of weeks.
And she looks great.
I think she looks great. I mean, her glasses are giving like a little bit serial killer, like a Jeffrey Dahmer vibe. But I like that she's up there on the stand. Like, she's being nice, but she is being snarky.
Honestly, she could have been such a bitch. She could have been like, yeah, I don't want to be here. And this is fucked up.
Yeah, she could have given full like Naomi Campbell of like, this is an inconvenience for me. But she's like, I'm here. I'm answering your questions.
But at one point, Gwyneth was like, sorry, what's your name again?
Like, wait, Gwyneth said that to the lady?
She was like, is it Kristen? Is it Kristen? And the lady was like, yeah, it's Kristen. And she was like, okay, Kristen, no, I'm not lying. I got hit. And then I know that these motherfuckers are lying about her because one of the witnesses says that he saw Gwyneth with the guy from Coldplay on the mountain. And she's like, that's my first husband. Like, I was not with him. I was with my current husband. And like, clearly they found out that she was famous and were just trying to
wait. The guy is saying that Gwyneth was on the mountain with,
yeah, this witness was like, I saw her and she was with the guy from Coldplay on the mountain. I saw it. And then the woman kept being like, so were you wearing your ski helmet? And she was like, yes, because I like to be incognito on the mountain. And she's like, oh, so people don't recognize you, so he definitely didn't know it was you. And she was like, well, he knew it was me because afterwards I had to give my information. And she's like, well, why would you yell if you want to be incognito? Like, all these like stupid things. And she's like, well, I was upset in the moment. The adrenaline hit and I got hurt. And she goes, also, I have been recognized on the mountain before, even though I have my ski gear on.
I also kind of love that she's suing him for $1. How amazing.
So that's what Taylor Swift did in her case. And they tried to be like, are you trying to be like Taylor Swift? And she goes, I don't know Taylor. We're not friends. This is what I'm doing. Like, they're trying to make it like this, like she's this like annoying celebrity. And she's like, look, I'm a mom who happens to be very rich and went skiing. But it is crazy. She was like, so afterward, what did you do? Did you get a massage? And she's like, like, they're trying to make her look like she's just this like rich bitch. And she's like, oh my, you know, after I fell, my hip was hurting. And so I messaged caviar. And I said, this guy hit, there's a text that says like, this guy hit me. My hip hurts. I'm going to go get a massage. And she's like, so I got a massage. Like she's just owning her shit.
Yeah.
And so today her ski instructor is going on trial. So they're going to try to make it look like Gwyneth forced him to do something or paid him off. So that's going to be good. I'm into it.
Hannah, thank you for being in Salt Lake City reporting live for us and really getting in
there. I'm in like the Mormon community right now. Like I'm a prophet now in the community. I've been here
really
for 5
in there.
Days. I learned so much about Mormonism, like on stage, asking people questions.
Wait, give me like top two.
Okay, top two is soaking is real.
I cannot believe you just said that because I just heard that term for the very first time like a week ago and I've been enthralled with it. Okay, so for people who don't know, soaking is the guy puts his dick inside of you and you don't move.
You don't move. And I was like on stage, I'm like, can you do a Kegel? Like what happens? But sometimes they do this thing where someone else moves the bed.
Wait, what is the point? What is their point of like that soaking is better than like?
So they're not having actual sex because like they're not doing it. But I'm like, you insert, like, I don't understand it. But then I know they do armpits. They do back and knees sometimes.
Wait, who's the person that has to shake the bed? Like, is that a family member that gets picked? Is that like an outside third party? Is that someone that could
That's a great question. I go, that's just a threesome. Like, that's a threesome. It's freakier than sex. But like soaking is real. Cause I was like, what are the bad boy Mormons doing? And they're like soaking. But then like, if you're not a virgin, they're like, oh, I can't marry you in the temple. So like, we can't date. This is, and also Mormon is a spectrum. Like there's more extremists, but there's a lot of the people that came to my show were like ex-Mormons, like gays who were like, I used to be Mormon.
Yeah.
Now I'm not. Like people who were born in the church and then they excommunicate. Also, I found out that Mormons, they can't drink coffee, but they do Adderall.
That seems
That's what
right.
I said. I said Adderall is nerdy cocaine. I just posted a clip about it. But they were like, if it's for medical reasons, we know you're snorting it to stay up late.
Because here's the thing. You can't not have something.
Well, that's what I said. I said, how do you take shits if you're not drinking coffee?
Yeah, like
you're clogged.
You're not drinking coffee, but you'll do like a narcotic. Like that seems.
And then there was one guy who was like, I don't curse because I'm Mormon. But he was Spanish. And he's like, but I curse in Spanish. And I'm like, so you think the Mormon God can't speak Spanish? You're like, this fucking dummy. He doesn't know that I'm saying shit in Spanish. And I was like, this is why. Like, I met some fucking characters.
Love that. I'm going to start using it. I'm going to be like, I didn't say that because I said it in Spanish. So I'm just going to start cursing everyone out. I'm like, but it was Spanish.
But it was in Spanish. It doesn't count. But also, I was kind of offended because I've been here for 5 days with Dez. Very mm-hmm. public that I'm here. Not one couple has asked us to swing.
That's how I felt about not getting kidnapped in Mexico. It's jarring at first. You're like, I know it's going to happen.
We have a hotel room. Happen.
You saw me there. Yeah, like, what more do I have to do?
Dez has been skiing all day. He comes back. We do 2 shows. He's exhausted. Like
He's gone every single day.
He, like right now, he's skiing. He skied every day. And he'll be like, oh, you missed it. There was this huge blizzard and we all got stuck on the top of the thing. And I'm like, oh, babe, I miss it. I wish I was there.
Craig sent me a TikTok where these people, like, I don't know if they had just gotten married or they got married at the top of the mountain, but like all of their wedding party was skiing down the mountain in their dresses and like fur coats and like champagne. He was like, doesn't this look so fun? And I was like, that's my literal nightmare. Imagine I just made everyone in my wedding party ski down a mountain.
Just Sierra falling down the mountain in her bikini.
Like, that seems miserable. Miserable.
No, Craig. Keep it in your head.
I was like, that's so fun for them. So fun for them.
I also found out this weekend that Dez is like really good at beatboxing, and I don't know if that's an ick.
I love when like random things come up that you're like, I wonder if the girls have ever dealt with this before. Like it's something so out of the norm. You ever been with a beatboxer? Okay, this is says way more about me. One of my like really bad uncommon icks that like sometimes if Craig says like really nice things, not about me. No. Not about me, like not to anyone, like things that are very like I'm trying to think of an example. Things that are
sweet.
Just, holy. Yeah, things that are like
the flowers smell nice today.
Yeah, stuff like sometimes stuff like that. Like okay, the other day he was like, you know, I really want to like, I just, he said the word philanthropy and like he just said something that was so nice. It was so nice and I was like, oh my god, that's so nice. And then I was like, why am I feeling like this ick?
Here's the thing, you say you want a nice guy, but yeah, then we're attracted to serial killers. Well, you have a gorgeous man who wants to do philanthropy.
No, he says such nice things. The one day he was like, I want to buy all of those. Like he always sees those TikToks where like people are colorblind and like their girlfriend or something buys them like the colorblind glasses. He was like, I want to buy a million of those and just like send them all out. So he'll say things like that are so nice. And yeah, every once in a while he'll say something and I'll just be like, gross. And I'm like, it really isn't, this is me projecting. And I can't.
I have to tell people, Paige and I had this like incredible idea of pranking people on Bravo. Ugh. And we thought of this amazing idea of like having housewives go to like a charity event with like children with cancer and having the children just have so much fun.
We should say our whole idea, because if someone ever tries to like say that they're doing it or like that becomes a television show, we can sue them.
We have it recorded here.
We came up with Punked, but just specifically Bravo people, and we pitched it as like if Ramona wanted to punk Luann. Yeah. But we didn't use the word punk. Like, she would be setting it up. So we would film Ramona being like, I'm going to set this up. And then we would also film Luann getting set up.
And it's so easy to film because they're filming for the reality TV show.
And so you don't have to explain cameras.
We wanted to do one on Shep where, like, Craig borrowed the dog and then Craig tells him that he lost little Craig.
Yeah.
Or like brings back another dog and he's like, this is little Craig. And he's like, that's not little Craig.
But yeah, he like gives a dog him the wrong dog. Remember, we came up with one for Nene that was like, she brings her car to a valet. She like gives it to the valet. Then when she comes back, they give her the wrong car. And they're like, you gave me this. And just see like people freak out.
They give her a Mazda.
Yeah, it was such a good idea. They were like,
We want to do Teresa Giudice where like we get Melania. We wanted to get Melania to like show up with a face tattoo one day.
Yeah.
And just be like, I wanted a face tattoo. And like, that would be so good.
We came up with so many random good ones. We pitched the show and they were like,
it got pretty far.
It got pretty far, but then they were like, no, we're not. But it would be so easy to film. If anyone wants to make that show with us,
but now all these prank shows are coming back. Did you see there's one with Eric Andre called, it's like Prank Shark Tank, where people pitch their pranks to like him and some jackass guys.
Okay.
And they decide if it's like a good prank or not.
No, prank show, because prank shows are always going to be funny, because people freaking out is always going to be funny. I think it would have done so well because there's no like Bravo programming, there's nothing really on during the day.
I also think like we could have done like, because it's all under NBC, like we could have done like E stuff too, like so people like the Bella Twins, I don't know. Like,
and, but it you just could go into
any reality TV,
because if they're filming for their show, they wouldn't be like, you wouldn't even have to really set up hidden cameras, because they would know, oh, there's cameras, we're filming our reality show. Like, it just made
like
so
we
much
and
sense.
We know so many reality TV people, and we know like who would be good slash like we know little things about them that would like irk the shit out of them.
I would literally love to prank Shishu. Like, I think she'd be a great prank.
Oh my gosh.
I think Shishu. I think she'd be like, whatever situation she was in, I think she'd be adorable. Like, it would just
I want to prank Lala.
I would be scared to prank Lala.
I'm going to shit my pants. But I think that she'd give like the best reaction. Also, James would be funny.
James would be very funny. Anyone yelling in an accent is funny.
I want to prank James where, like, for whatever reason, when he goes to DJ, it just keeps playing, like, the wheels on the bus go round and round.
And <can't. laughs> hire him to do this massive gig, and, like, for whatever reason, he can't, like, we break something, and it, we cut all the audio, and it's only wheels on the bus.
He'd probably start rapping over it. Des would jump in and beatbox. Oh my god, I just had a memory of, do you remember when James would DJ and Raquel would just, like, stand there?
Yeah, that was creepy.
She probably was getting the ick.
For sure, I would.
Oh god.
Wait, one last little thing, because I just started watching the new season of Love is Blind. Did you see Nick Lachey got her, like, has to go to anger management?
Oh my god, I saw.
Nick Lachey got in trouble for, like, grabbing a paparazzi, not the person. I think grabbed the camera, not, like, grabbed her. And has to go to anger management classes. And I kind of love it, though, because I want, like, the Nick Lachey and Lindsay Lohan and, like, like that era people to come back and be famous again.
Same, because they deserve it. But part of me also was like, wait, like, I feel like paparazzi, they're fucked up. Like, paparazzi does horrible things and, like, invades people's privacy nonstop. Right. Part of me is like, anger management for dealing with paparazzi, don't you get, like, I don't know. I feel like people have done worse to paparazzi.
There are entire companies that, like, paparazzi, like, where paparazzi sue people because they post.
Oh my god, I was trying to explain it to Des. He was like, this is insane. Like, you get sued if you post a photo of yourself on Instagram. So you're not even monetizing it. You're just putting it on Instagram. Right. If you like a photo that someone happened to take of you. And they'll sue you saying, that is my work.
I got sued.
What?
Yeah. I got sued because.
When?
Okay, so. Obviously, like, when Front Page News was on and popping, like, I was, especially during COVID, I was always posting, like, paparazzi pictures. And I had posted a paparazzi picture of, I think it was Sophie Turner when she was pregnant for the first time.
Yeah.
And whoever the paparazzi guy was, is sued me that I didn't give him credit. And when I first got the email, I remember reading the email and I showed it to Craig, who's a fucking lawyer. And he was like, this looks like a scam. Like, you're not getting sued. Just ignore it. And I was like,
he's like, it's like that text message from that person. It's fine.
He was like, it's fine. And so I was like, no, there's something. No way. Like, I think this is real. Like, my stomach sank. So I sent it to my agency and sure enough, like, I was getting sued and we had to, like, come to an agreement. But then I also, like, at the same time, I was like, no, I'm literally getting sued and I kind of love that for me. Like, it was I had to call my lawyer, you know, and it was like a little moment.
I actually would milk it for a year. Like, people would call me and be like, are you going out tonight? And I'm like, sorry, I'm getting sued
I'm
right now.
I'm just like in the middle of this really lawsuit and it's so draining.
I like act like a bitch to my husband and I'm like, I'm getting sued right now. And that was 2 years ago.
Then when it became a thing, I said to Craig, I was like, hello, I'm never hiring you. Oh, you literally told me to ignore it. I mean, in his defense, it was the sketchiest fucking email. And it was like, if you don't respond by this date, like, legal action will be taken. And I was like,
so can you legally tell me what the settlement or agreement was?
I'll tell you offline because I genuinely don't know.
Did you have to pay any money?
Yes, I had to pay money. Yes.
No!
Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want to go to court. Although, like, now I'm thinking, like, I could have a Gwyneth moment. But no, I didn't want to going to trial because, like, what? So I just paid.
It wasn't more than $5,000.
No, it was not more than $5,000.
Oh, okay.
But here's the other thing. This usually only happens to, like, how this guy even found me is crazy because, like, this happens to, like, Kim Kardashian if she's posting a picture of herself, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not happening to low-level, like,
also, like, if you screenshotted it, there's, like, a good chance that you would have had, like, the credit on the bottom. Like, you probably got unlucky with how it got put on the screen. Like, your head was covering it or something.
Yeah, it was, like, so random. And now obviously I'm like a target in the legal world. And maybe it was because I got out of jury duty.
So now we have to deal with tax evasion. We can't post. What the fuck? But this is my thing. Like, Nick Lachey, part of me is like, did Vanessa like want him to go to AA? Like, did she use this as an excuse to get him
something's
in AA?
Something's going on there between the something's two of them. Something's going on there. Because when I think Love is Blind is like such an interesting show. This past season, they've made it very reality TV and like took the authenticity and like the experiment like almost away. Like it seems icky.
They want like the little dramas.
Yeah. And I was like, you guys aren't that type of show. Like, I don't care about
these. I like the wholesomeness of it.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't care about these people enough to like watch them fight. Like, I just want to see if they love the person they picked or they don't. Like, I don't need the other, the extra. But at the reunion last year, Vanessa got like very emotional and she just felt like very, like she cried during it. And I was like, you're not even, you're hosting.
That's like Andy like Cohen. Andy Cohen doesn't even cry, and he like made even, these people's careers.
He doesn't even give a shit about half the shit he's talking about. Like
he's been like assaulted by Teresa, and he's like, okay, that was good for ratings.
He laughed. Yeah, he was like, this is amazing.
It's because Love is Blind got so popular that now the kind of people that are going on it are the ones who are down to like do stuff to get attention on TV.
The casting was very weird. Like, the first season really was so good because you're like, this pure. Is so cool. I just want to know, like, some of the people, like, this season, like, freak me out. Like, I want to know if they do, like, background checks and, like...
Oh. I mean, I think the Love is Blind. Like, I thought everyone was too good looking. Like, I want people with no teeth.
See, okay, I'm the opposite. When I watch TV, like, I want people to be so insanely good looking that I can't look away. Like,
no,
I
but for
like,
Love is Blind, how funny would it be for a girl with no teeth to be chosen over a model? Like, that's why I want to watch Love is Blind. I don't want to watch all these hot people, like, be like, oh, like, she likes sports.
No, it's
and I like sports.
No, I feel like it's more on the normal side than, like, oh, my God, these this, like, unrealistic people.
Or, like, throw in some really hot people.
Yeah, there's rarely, like, very hot guys. Like, very rare. There's maybe, like, one or two that you're like, yeah, he's, like, good looking. But there's never, like...
There's no hot guys.
No. No. Never.
It's very interesting, the casting.
The girls are definitely prettier.
This season, one of our producers for Summer House worked on that show.
Wait, what?
One of our producers on Summer House worked on Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah.
The tea.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the Sleepy Time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorn makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorn, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorn is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finally, did you see Sydney Sweeney's Bronco shtick?
Oh, that she fixes up cars.
Yeah, it was like all over the internet, like her like looking hot and overalls.
Her TikToks are like a man's dream. Like she's it was under giving, a car.
Like I met a new guy and he was like, yeah, I like cars sometimes. And I suddenly was like under a Bronco being like, I love to fix cars.
Wait,
I love
that's
car
exactly
fixing.
What it was.
Like she was like in between scenes, I would just like fix my Bronco. I'm like, what guy are you talking to who said that he likes a Bronco once? And I don't mean to come for her passion.
No, not at all.
But it's giving pick me.
It's giving us when the first time we ever skied. We didn't want to be there. We knew we didn't want to be there, but we had to.
We had all the gear.
Now. Yeah, we were like, I love it. I do this I do this whenever I wake up before I go to bed. I love it.
I guess Broncos though. Like apparently in LA, everyone wants a vintage Bronco. Did you hear about this?
No.
It's like a thing. Like all the influencers want a vintage Bronco. Like Victoria Paris wanted it. It's like hard to find. So I guess she got her Bronco and she like learned to fix it. And she wants. I guess she wants to show her relatable side.
See, it's just so crazy how different New York is from LA. Could you imagine anyone in New York fixing up a Bronco?
You know, like, that's what it is. That's why we're so thrown off. I remember when I was getting recruited for some schools in the South, one of the coaches called me and he's like, hey, I'll pick you up at the airport with my truck. And I was like, a U-Haul? Like, what truck are you? But in the South, like having trucks is like a thing. But I literally was like, a hub truck? Like what truck?
Yeah.
What kind of 8-wheeler truck are you bringing?
Also, picking up from the airport is very sub. No one, imagine me picking someone up from LaGuardia.
Like, no. JFK.
Get a fucking Uber, you nut job.
So, but like, I mean, it's cool. I like it, but like, it was so stylized that I was like, what are we trying to get out of this?
Right.
Anything. Yeah, that's my thoughts. Those are my thoughts. Before we wrap it up, I just have one more question for you, which is very pressing about spring fashion.
Okay. I love pressing questions.
Are wedges back in style? Wow, this is the hardest question I've ever asked you.
I mean, I have been seeing them a lot, and I don't like them. I've never... For whatever reason, I mean, I used to wear them. I think they are back. I think that I probably will buy a pair. But yeah. This one's a hard one for me because I feel like I really swore them off so hard. Like after I was done with that era.
Yeah. You were like, ew.
I was like, ew, how could I have ever worn them?
I loved wedges because as someone who can't walk in heels, it was so comfortable and
easy. Except you'll break your fucking ankle in a wedge.
True. If you hit a edge of a sidewalk, you're done. Your ACL's torn.
Yeah. Like, here's the thing. Other heels, you can fall more with less likely of an injury. A wedge, I mean, it's higher stakes. It's fall. You do one. You don't think about falling and you broke your ankle. Like, there's no give. There's no leeway.
A high wedge is like just walking on stilts.
Yeah. You're really... rolling the dice.
Maybe there'll be like a modern kind of wedge that comes out that doesn't remind us of just like college, you know?
I think it's more like it's the wedge, the way we used to wear it, like what we used to wear it with.
True.
Like I don't want to do a wedge in a mini skirt ever again. I'll never do a wedge in with a denim shorts ever again. No, I'll never do that. But like maybe a wedge with like a linen flare pant, I would do that.
Okay, it's just everything is coming back and like I'm here wearing low-rise pants and cargos and fucking, you know, Uggs. So like let's...
No, it's crazy.
But this is the thing. Take our money.
But like, what's next, you know?
I like the 90s style. Like,
people are trying to do like mini scarves. It's so...
I love a mini scarf.
It's nuts out here.
I wore a freaking flower choker.
I know. That was crazy and iconic and no one talked about it.
No one talked about it. I felt like a Pomeranian. I had the cutest collar on. I just wanted to just shake my ass.
You literally did. Oh my God. You gave collar vibes.
I was literally like, my owner's rich.
Yeah.
And I'm walking to take a shit.
You pranced.
You guys have to pick it up because I'm spoiled.
Oh my God. You gave full Pomeranian.
Well, anyway, guys. We are obsessed with you. We love you so much. We're going to be back in studio soon because we were back on our bullshit today on the Zoom. And we have shows coming up. Nashville, Texas. We're everywhere in Texas. Click the link in our bio. We have a couple tickets left. I'm so excited for them. And we have new merch coming out that we're really excited about. But the ski collection is doing great. So if you haven't gotten your ski, Opry ski collection, get it now. Paige, do you have any other updates?
No, that's all.
Gorgeous. Talk to you guys later. Thanks for giggling with us. Bye.